23, Alison's Year Out. My name's Wendy Scott, and today I'm talking to...
Alison Straker.
And we're going to talk about Alison's Year Out, because I believe you did have a year out, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah. And what did you do in your year out?
Well, I decided I didn't really want to go straight to university, so I wrote off to lots of different organisations, and I ended up working as a volunteer in a children's charity in London.
Mm-hmm. And what did you actually have to do?
I had to do various different things. One of the main things we did was to take children away on holiday if they wouldn't otherwise get a chance to go away. Or we also ran a youth centre, so we had a drop-in centre and young people came to play pool and to chat and to do other things.
Right. And were you... that meant that you must have lived close by, or did you partly live out with the charity?
Yeah, they gave me my accommodation. I lived in I had a small room and we kind of shared kitchen with about 15 other people that lived in the same building.
Gosh. And had you lived away from home before?
No, that was the first time I'd ever left home. It was quite daunting. I just arrived in London in this place and I didn't know what to expect or what was going to happen to me.
Gosh. Were you terrified?
Yeah. In fact, the first day I just sat in my bedroom in tears. I didn't know what to do. And the person I was supposed to be working for wasn't there.
Oh. So, but did you end up thinking that this had been a wonderful year, or did you end up thinking, maybe I should just have gone straight to university?
No, I thought it was the best thing I could possibly have done. It was certainly a very difficult year. I worked with a lot of children who had various emotional problems and a lot of difficulties or had been abused in various ways. And it was quite difficult, but at the same time, it was really rewarding, and I would never regret having done it. It was brilliant.
Right. And have you used the experience since?
I went back there for a few summers afterwards and worked with those kids, and I've been away and worked with other children and run exchanges and things since then.
Right.
And that experience has certainly helped me, as well as all the organisation and things I had to do for
right.
that. I learnt a lot.
Yeah. And how old were you when you did this?
I was 18 when I left, when I started.
And were you a young 18 or an old 18?
I was not old 18, I think, nearly 19.
Right. But did you feel young? I mean, were you an immature 18, or were you not an immature 18?
Not really. I mean, I'd had quite a lot of experience of going away on my own before and been travelling to various places, and I was quite independent.
Right, right.
At the same time, when you've never left home, I still think you're a bit scared about the whole idea of being away and having to do something new.
I think it's pretty brave, actually. Would you recommend all school leavers these days to do a year out?
I really would, because when I came to university, I felt like I was one step ahead of everybody else because I could just enjoy arriving there and enjoy meeting new people, whereas a lot of my friends were just terrified of leaving home. And I felt like I had a whole load of experience to bring to the university and kind of help me to focus on my work and on what I was doing in a way that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.